This is Daniel Griggs. Thank you for tuning into The Inspire Daily Grind, where we talk about everything entrepreneurship. But we don't focus on just the success, but rather the grind, the hustle, and effort and will to succeed, to bring your visions to life and make your dreams a reality. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This is Daniel O. Griggs. Thanks for listening to The Inspire Daily Grind. So I'm going to hop right into this one. We got some questions today. I got a few questions that I had emailed to me. And all of these questions are from like a really younger crowd. One of the kids, well, this isn't a question per se, but this one is more of, I got a phone call from a message on Facebook from a buddy of mine that I went to college with, played college football. And he's a high school coach now. And one of his athletes, he said, or is just, he's dying to be an entrepreneur is how he put it. Like the thing he wants to do the most is be an entrepreneur. And so he said, I was wondering if you mind if I, you know, passed him along your information. So I said, yeah, go ahead and shoot me over. Go ahead and give him my email and have him shoot me over an email and we'll find out a time to talk. So anyways, we hopped on a phone call and this kid is like 17, 18 years old, right? And we start talking. And, you know, I kind of asked him, you know, why do you want to be an entrepreneur? And he was just saying that it's something, you know, he was saying that he's always did a lot of things on his own, by himself. And I forgot the way that he put it, but he said he started reading a book by Robert Kiyosaki and some other entrepreneurial books. And I was dead alone. I was pretty, like, I was extremely impressed. I was like, wow, you reading that in high school? Like, I wasn't reading anything in high school, not even a study for tests. And so I'm just like, man, it's like, it's pretty impressive. And so he said he was really into stocks and stuff like that. And, you know, he was reading up on it a lot. And we got into a really deep conversation and I gave him a lot of pointers. But the main thing that I got out of it and the main thing that I told him that he should receive from it is that when it comes to being an entrepreneur, it can make or break you. And what I mean by that is it's going to make you more of some individual, or it's going to make you less, or you're going to figure out that you're not as mentally tough or spiritually strong or whatever it may be as you think. And what I'm meaning by that is that you're going to find out a lot about yourself. Not just, oh, times I want to quit. Like, that's so cliche. Oh, you want to quit, but don't give up. But people don't really put it into perspective. When I'm talking about quit, I'm talking about you have bills to pay. You're late on bills. You can't pay bills. Your spouse is putting pressure on you. You have kids. You have to pay for daycare. Or maybe you're not in a relationship. Maybe you don't even have kids. But your parents are telling you that you need to go get a job. We're tired of paying for a grown man or a grown woman for you to just sit around and try to build up whatever it is that you're trying to build up. Like, there's so many different scenarios that I could bring up and so many different things that people have experienced and been through. But not just getting through that, but being strong from that is what will actually, like, that's what will make you or break you. It's either going to make you a stronger person mentally, physically, spiritually, or it's going to make you realize that I'm not as strong as I thought I was, or I am this strong, but you know what? I don't feel like being this strong. And I say that because I feel like if you're put in any type of situation, you're strong enough to handle it. It's a matter of, do I want to even get, like, use the strength to get through this? And it's a decision. And so that's one of the main things that I stressed to him. You know, I said, he told me it was a pretty nice story. He said that, you know, he said he didn't have the best grades in school. He never felt like school was so important to him. He put it like this. He was saying that, you know, he wouldn't have the best grades, but at the same time, he felt like he was way smarter than all the other kids. And what he meant by that is the books that he's read and the things that he understands about life and building a business and actually having the mindset of, once I leave from high school, I can have a career regardless if I go to college or not. But the story was that, you know, He wasn't really planning on going to college, but he played football. He was working out. College coach came by. A D1 college coach seen him, talked to him. He said he was up front with him about his grades. Told him that his grades were, you know, not where they needed to be. That D1 college called up a junior college coach, told him about him. So that junior college coach knows about him, and he's going to walk on over there to try to get a scholarship and then go to a D1 school. And he said that's the reason why he's going to college. And it's so – it hit home with me because I was going to go to college. I just didn't know where I was going to go. Like, I didn't give a single offer or anything like that. I just went – I would not even walked on somewhere because I went to a Division III college. And so it hit home with me, but I wasn't thinking anything about no entrepreneurship. Hell, I wasn't even thinking anything about a career. I was just trying to go play football and run track. But the main thing that I told him, you know, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. And me telling him that, and then, you know, I was so impressed with the just his mindset and where he's trying to go with things. And then when we got off the call, I was just kind of thinking to myself about, you know, this teenage kid just so far ahead of the game. And when I was talking about, I was reflecting on when I was talking about the things that you're going to have to experience. And I've mentioned my story plenty of times. And you can go back to past podcasts and listen to those. But even those that I've, like startups that I've worked with, it was a startup that I worked with, and one of them, he quit his job because this idea that he had and was putting together, he quit his job and he was going full-fledged into his business. And you know what? It didn't work out. Like, he found out that the market was a lot tougher, was a lot more tough to capture than he thought. So he went back and got put in an application and got a job. But, you know, he's still trying to build up the startup that he has and that he began. Another startup, you know, I've heard of people getting fired from their jobs, just having family issues, having relationship issues, or just things with themselves, like doubting themselves. Self-esteem isn't something that's just automatic for everyone. Every single person, like I think it was Kanye West, you know, I forgot how he put it, like, everyone has like these self-esteem issues or whatever, but I'm the first one to really put it out there. So when you're being an entrepreneur, I wanted to mention about that kid, just when you're being an entrepreneur, man, when you are trying to, not even trying to start it, but throughout the whole journey, because it's a very lonely journey to pursue, no matter if you're starting it out, no matter if you've been doing it for a while. It's a very lonely journey because while it seems like a lot of people are trying to do it these days, or a lot of people are doing it, as I mentioned so many times, failure comes 90%+ of the time. Every single time someone starts tries to begin a business, they're more than likely going to fail. 8 out of 10 times, sometimes even 9 out of 10 times, they're more than likely to fail. The odds are against you in every situation, in every scenario. So it wasn't much of a rant, but I had to kind of let y'all know a little bit about that phone call that I had with that kid. I was pretty impressed, and so I'm keeping up with him. And I actually got a group of young kids that I'm putting on my website. I got a group of DanielO'Griggs.com. I got a group of kids that I'm putting on my website that I'm putting on Slack. I started the Slack account just to keep everyone motivated and help them all understand that these thoughts that you have, these things that you're trying to do, there's others that's taking like a different path in regards to industry, but there's others that face the same obstacles that you face. So I'm kind of building up this whole encouraging entrepreneur platform but it's because it's on Slack, but this whole entrepreneur group and community of these young kids that are pursuing these things at a really young age. But the show, we got some questions. I know I haven't did my questions in a while. I don't think since last year, I think it's been. But questions, a few people hopped in my DM on LinkedIn, a few people that emailed me, and a few people that emailed me over as well. So we're going to hop right into the questions. The first one from Philip Starksy, I think is his last name. Excuse me if I said it wrong. But anyways, he said, I have a startup, but I have a job at the same time. Typical 9 to 5. I go to work at 8 o'clock. I get off at 4:30. I go to the gym and work out. I get home. By the time I get home, I'm tired. Just want to relax, watch some TV, go to bed, and get ready for the next day. How do I get over this hump? Now, Philip, I know it's Philip, but I'm going to call you Phil. I'll let you know right now, buddy. That's just a part of it. That kind of ties into just what I mentioned about the kid that I spoke with. It's going to test you as a person. You go to work, you get off, you hit the gym, you go home, and you're tired and you don't feel like doing anything but watching TV, then get ready for the next day. There's two things on here that I really want to hit. One, you really don't want it that bad if you're not willing to sacrifice additional time to work on whatever it is that you're trying to start up. You didn't mention what you're trying to start up, but whatever it is that you're trying to start up, you're not willing to work as hard as you need to accomplish that goal. I'm just going to be straight up with you. That comes down to you as a person. That has nothing to do with the job you work. That has nothing to do with the gym you're going to work out at. It has 100% to do with the fact that you're not willing to get up either early in the morning before you go to work or sacrifice time as soon as you get home to, hey, as soon as I get home, I'm going to eat and start working. Or eat and shower and start working. Whatever it may be. You may not need the shower because that may be what's making you drowsy. The TV, turn that thing off. Matter of fact, if you really want to eliminate any distractions or potential distractions, don't just turn the TV off. Cancel your DirecTV. Cancel your Netflix. Whatever your shows is, if you want to keep it, record them. Only watch them one day a week. Like, you got to sacrifice, dude. This goes to as well, you're not the only one that's ever worked a full-time job, kept themselves fit, stayed on top of their health, and still was trying to build a business. You're not the only one. Now, I won't say from a perspective of, hey, I've had to do the same thing, but when I was building my business, my web design agency, I was a personal trainer at the same time. So I was training people, and I was trying to build my web design business because I was trying to move away from personal training. But personal training was what was actually like, that was what was paying the bills. So I had to gradually move away from it. But regardless, like, even when you move away, say for instance, somebody said, hey, here, Phil, here's $100,000. Move away from your job. Just focus on your business to build your business up. You'd fail. I'm going to just tell you like it is. I really can't sugarcoat it. And I'm saying this because I've experienced it and I know what it's like. You're going to fail. And the reason you're going to fail is because if you're not mentally tough enough to get off work, work out, go home and focus on what you really want to do, or wake up early in the morning before you get to work and focus on what you really want to do and put in work, then as an entrepreneur, you are not going to have the mental toughness and you're not going to have the work ethic to get things done because your hours and your days are going to be way longer. Like when I was building up my business, now I focus on getting a lot more rest now, but I have a team behind me. Like I have a 20 person army behind me. It doesn't matter if I got 20, if I got 600, if I got however many, the people on my team put in the work to get things done. That's not to say that mistakes don't happen, but things are going to get corrected and they're going to work hard as they can to get those things fixed quickly. So that's now. But before 2018, yeah, I have a lot of success, but I'm talking about before 2018, 2015, 16, and 17. For those 3 years, I worked nothing less than 14 hours Monday through Friday. That's not average. This is nothing less. Most of those days, I worked 16 to 18 hours off top. Off rip. That means I was up at 4 something in the morning and I was going to bed at 11, 12 something at night. Like I was at it at all times. And I know if you're calculating that, there's like, well, that's more than it. Well, look, I got a wife. I got kids. I work to give them the time, taking my kids to school, trying to spend time with family once they get home. And I say trying because you know what? It's hard. A lot of people don't want to admit it, but it's hard. It's a tough balance. When my mind is so focused on accomplishing goals when it comes to business, like, it's hard to balance out. It's really hard to balance out. It's hard not to go pick my kids up, come home, and while my wife is cooking and my kids are watching TV, I grab my laptop and set my laptop down and start knocking out work. It was hard not to do that because I had this particular goal in mind. It doesn't mean I don't love my family. Doesn't mean my family isn't first. It's just that my focus at during those time periods was like, I got to turn my wheels. I got to get going. But I was working 16 to 18 hours Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, I was working at least 6 hours. Sundays, it was more like 8 because I stay up late at night on Sundays just to prepare for Monday. Like, that's part of the work. And if you're not doing that, then you're more than likely going to fail. No, there's no such thing as you always have tomorrow. No, you don't know if you have tomorrow or not. You really don't. And I'm not saying it in terms of you may die or something like that. I hope not. But what I'm saying is in terms of, look, that's somebody coming for that number one spot. And I've always been like that. My agency is on the first page of Google results for a lot of different locations and a lot of different places. We weren't like that at first. We took someone's spot. And that's the whole thing. Like, I'm going to outdo competition or anybody that challenges my agency, my company, at any time and at any moment. And I love the challenge. If you are not mentally tough enough, and if you do not have the sense of urgency, if you don't have the desire, the passion, and mixing in every ingredient of hard work that you need to be successful, now you're not going to do it later. So you don't deserve to have a business that's successful, or for somebody to even say, hey, go ahead and focus on your business so you don't have to worry about work. Because when times get tough, you're going to come with another excuse. And I know I'm being really hard on you, but I got to give it to people straight up. Like, everyone knows this is a very authentic show, and I don't like to sugarcoat anything. So I'm going to put it to you like this, Phil. I don't care about your job. I don't care about you working out. When you get home, it's time to work. Matter of fact, if you're working from 8 to 4:30, let's say you get to the gym at 5 o'clock, you get done at the gym at 6:30. You go home, you eat by 7:30. From 8 o'clock to midnight, you need to be putting in work. 30 minutes out of that is for you to shower and wind down or whatever you need to do. You go to bed at midnight, got to be at work at 8 o'clock, you can wake up at 6:30. Or 7 o'clock. Look, do it the old school way. When I was younger, mom and daddy told me to put my school clothes out but the next day so I don't have to look for anything in the morning. Set out all your stuff. Matter of fact, set your stuff out for the week so you don't have to think in the morning. You can get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, get something to eat, get dressed, and leave out of the house. Figure it out. That's entrepreneurship. And if you're not willing to do that, don't be an entrepreneur. Continue to work your 8-to-5 job, 8-to-4:30 job. Go work out. Go home, watch Netflix, Game of Thrones, whatever it may be. And then live your life that makes you happy. If not, you're going to have to change a lot of ways with yourself. All right, so next question. Daniel, this is from Kevin Jackson. Daniel, you talk about a lot about material, not having the material things, or not wanting or flaunting the material things, but I want the private jet. I want the Ferrari, and I want to travel the world. That was kind of really open-ended. And I don't really know what your question is, but let me rephrase something on that. I have nothing. I'm nothing against the material things like private jets, Ferraris, and all of that. Look, I want a big house. I want a nice house. I got a mind for a dream home. At some point, I'm gonna buy me a Rolls Royce. I don't know when it's gonna be. I want all of that. I don't really want a private jet. But two things on this one. One, I'm not against that. What I talk about is when it's flaunted, but you really don't have it. Like, there's a lot of people on Instagram that will take a picture beside a Corvette that's not theirs or that they rented. And that's fine. Do your thing. But don't pop up on my ad. Like, I get annoyed or irritated when you pop up on, you know, a Facebook ad or something like that, and you're talking about this glorious life, but you really don't have the success that you're portraying. Like, I love authenticity. And if you're going to flaunt that, also flaunt and talk about the tough times. Like, that has to be paid for. If you actually got it, you got to pay for it. This is what my mentor told me. And Kevin, I'm going to tell you the exact same thing. If you want the private jet, if you want the Ferrari, you want the big house and everything else, you have to work toward that. Like, you got to work toward that. And the way he put it to me is, I have friends that have all of that. They have a private jet. They got all of that. And he said, I also have friends that say, you know what? Man, I wish I could spend more time with my kids, or I wish I can do this, or I can wish I can do that. And he would tell him, and he said, he told me, he said they would say to him, hey, man, Tim, you got it all figured out. You get to do this, you get to do this. And he told him, he said, dude, quit BSing me. Everything that you have, you want. And you want to work countless hours for. You want to work those 18 hours every single day for. You want to fly out and you want to go here and there. And, you know, you don't spend time with your kids. If you wanted to, you can. You have more than enough money to say, I'm going to do it. So the point that I'm getting to, Kevin, is that if that's what you want, it's a matter of, are you willing to put in the work? And you can say, yeah, I'm willing to put in the work because I want that Ferrari when I look at it. I'm willing to put in the work because I want that private jet. But it takes a lot of work. And I put it to you like this. If you're going to buy a private jet, and you're concerned, or if you want to buy a private jet, or if you want to buy a Ferrari, and you ask somebody, what's the cost like for a Ferrari? Like, oh, what's the cost for an oil change? Or for a jet, what's the cost for fuel that you don't need to get it? Because the cost for the actual product itself, it should be your main concern. And then it's upkeep and everything else with it. Now, I'm not, like I say, there's nothing wrong with it at all. But if you want that, be willing to work for it. And when you start working for it, that's when you will understand and know if you are truly willing to go through with it. Because it's not easy. No, I don't have a private jet. I know people that do. I know people that have the luxury cars and they work for it. No, they didn't build the business and, oh, I delegated or passed it off to a whole bunch of people and I sit back with my hands up behind my head and only work 1 hour a day and I ride and I drive like this and blah, 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 blah. No, it doesn't work like that, dude. Circuit City, I think Toys R Us right now is getting, Circuit City back in the day, but Toys R Us right now, like, these people shutting down business. It was an entrepreneur and somebody that started up each one of those companies and they had extremely great moments. And both of these companies built up really great, really good, and getting shut down. Circuit City's been gone. Toys R Us or Babies R Us, whichever one it is, it's about to be gone. Like, it's a constant and ongoing thing. It's never a one and done. It's life. Like, those are the only two questions we're going to be able to get by today. But I'm going to elaborate on both of them because while y'all questions are different, Phil and Kevin, they also come together. Like, the things that you want to do, no, your passion isn't going to accomplish it for you. No, just because you have the work ethic doesn't mean it's going to accomplish it for you, because you can have the work ethic to stay up all night, but you don't have the common sense or the work ethic to sit down and create systems for everything that you do, or you don't have the work ethic, or you can't get past yourself to say, hey, I need to delegate out certain things and start to trust other people to build up this business. I built up mine one by one. Like, my first year, I only added on like one person, I believe, one, maybe two people, but predominantly one other person to my business. My first year, just at towards the end of the year. The second year, 2016, I had six. 2017, I had 11, 14. 2018, I have 20. I'm pretty good where I'm at, but if I run into a situation or a problem or something like that, and I'm like, hey, I need to add more, then I'm going to do it. But it's dependent on growth. Like, if I want to grow that much, if I say, you know what? I want a $100 million agency, which is extremely tough. you know what? I'm gonna have to make an even a more stronger team, or I'm gonna have to build up and do something. Like, something's gonna have to shake. Besides just having a seven-figure agency, I'm trying to go up to nine figures, or even just eight figures itself. It's tough, and it takes a lot from getting from evaluating yourself, knowing your weaknesses and who you are, and then putting the effort, the will, and the hard work to be successful and have the things that you want to have. This is Daniel Griggs. Thanks for tuning in to The Inspired Daily Grind. I'll chat with you all next week.
Thanks so much for tuning in to The Inspired Daily Grind. As usual, I'm extremely grateful for y'all's attention, the fact that you even listen to my podcast. Thanks so much. Definitely go and check me out on social media. It's at Daniel O. Griggs across all platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So definitely go and check me out on all of those. I always follow back. Until then, I chat with y'all next week.